I am confident the inauguration of the next president of the United States will come off smoothly.
The United States is on the verge of a transfer of power. It's Wednesday, January 20th. This is VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. Find us online at VOA Asia Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Also ahead, U.S. presidential inauguration details, from tradition to the unique national mood of the moment, and unprecedented security, COVID hairstyling, and news from above. It's all on today's VOA Asia. The United States is about to inaugurate its next president, Joe Biden, here in Washington, D.C. Following the violent assault on the Capitol earlier this month by supporters of outgoing President Donald Trump, Americans are bracing for the worst, but hoping for unity. And that's the theme of Biden's inauguration, as we hear from VOA's Mike O'Sullivan.
Massive security for the nation's most important ceremony, held every 4 years, the inauguration of a president. With a military presence in Washington not seen since the Civil War. In the House of Representatives, outgoing President Donald Trump was impeached for a second time last week. Biden's inauguration theme, America United, a challenging goal. Up to 25,000 National Guard troops have been called in, and additional police. A former chief of the Capitol Police tells VOA the security situation is safe.
The planning for that has been going on for over a year, as it was when I ran some of those operations. And there'll be some 5,000 law enforcement officers from the United States to be brought in the counties to supplement the Secret Service, the FBI, and the Capitol Police. I am confident the inauguration of the next president of the United States will come off smoothly.
Safe and socially distanced. Much of the celebration will be virtual, hosted by Tom Hanks, with entertainers that include Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez. Much of Washington will be closed, with flags representing the hundreds of thousands of people who usually come in person. There have been protests in state capitals, and extra security is expected in all 50. A recent poll says three-quarters of Americans fear violence in coming days. One woman says the tensions are worsened by politicians who are often unresponsive to the nation's needs.
And I think that people often get really disconnected from the communities they claim to represent. So I think it's broken.
Two friends, flight attendants who disagree politically, agree on one thing. Americans need to come together.
The right is going way, way over here to the right. The left is going way, way over here to
the
left.
And that's where I agree with her. I think the right's too right, and I think the left is too left.
Among Biden's challenges, a belligerent North Korea, recently parading new weaponry in this unverified video from North Korean state television. Domestic challenges include soaring COVID infections, high unemployment, and political divisions.
Important thing is we want to move forward.
And many hope unify the country. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News.
The west front of the U.S. Capitol is where Joe Biden is set to be inaugurated later today at noon local time as the 46th president of the United States. Because of the time difference, we will bring you full coverage on tomorrow's program. The national special security event comes amid reports domestic extremist groups may again protest the presidential results. Michelle Quinn picks up the story from here.
Armed guards in the nation's capital are working to ensure that this week's inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th president happens peacefully. The ceremony, already altered because of the pandemic, will be even more restricted after the violence at the U.S. Capitol January 6th. Biden's team says the inauguration will send a visual signal to Americans and the world about the resilience of the U.S. democracy.
We're very much looking forward to President-elect Biden putting his hand on the Bible at noon on the 20th.
President Donald Trump does not plan to attend Biden's swearing-in, the first president in modern history to do so. Instead, Trump plans to hold a departure ceremony at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland before flying one last time on Air Force One to Palm Beach, Florida. He leaves the White House with a 29% job approval rating, the lowest in his presidency, according to the Pew Research Center. Around the country, state capitol buildings have also beefed up security in anticipation of protesters who falsely claim that the November 3rd election was stolen from Trump. In the city of Olympia, the capital of Washington State, high fencing was installed around the Capitol building in anticipation of protests.
Well, I'm disappointed that we're at this point, that we have to put fences up to keep people that have no clues what being an American is attacking our democracy.
The fences and stuff are against people like me, because what's happened here is the state has recognized that the majority of the people don't believe that this election was legitimate. To defend the election against the majority of the people, this is what they're doing. So they're putting up the fences and bringing in armed guards in order to defend the stolen election.
In addressing a divided nation, Biden's inauguration speech will likely focus on unity.
I think you can expect that this will be a moment where President-elect Biden will really work to try to turn the page on the divisiveness and the hatred of the last 4 years and really lay out a positive, optimistic vision for the country and lay out a way, lay out a path forward that really calls on all of us to work together.
An inauguration during a pandemic and a period of unrest, aiming to send a message to the nation and the world. Michelle Quinn, VOA News.
These are among some of the top Asia headlines you'll find right now on voanews.com. COVID-19 threat will likely keep border closed in 2021, Australia says. U.S. can outcompete China, according to Secretary of State nominee Blinken. China vows to take action against U.S. officials for, quote, nasty behavior in regards to Taiwan. Three more coronavirus infections linked to Australian Open tennis tournament. U.S. automaker Tesla unveils new electric vehicle made exclusively in China. You'll find more on all these stories when you visit our website at voanews.com and Facebook at VOA Asia. VOA Asia continues. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. Except for rare cases, the inauguration of a new president symbolizes the American tradition of a peaceful transfer of power. VOA's Steve Reddish explains how and why the inauguration of Joe Biden will be unique.
Throughout U.S. history, the inauguration of a new president presents a unique quality of America's democracy.
I, Dwight D. Eisenhower, do solemnly swear
the peaceful transfer of power.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Often from one political party to another.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Even after close and bitter election campaigns.
So help me God.
On January 20th, Joe Biden will take the oath of office on the steps of a U.S. Capitol scarred by an attack 2 weeks earlier by supporters of President Donald Trump.
Sir, are you at all afraid of taking your oath outside? Given
no.
What happened?
The incident further shrank an inauguration celebration already scaled back because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Everything that an inauguration is to most Americans will be able to be accomplished and will be present on Inauguration Day.
The number of guests will be limited, and they will be spread out for the swearing-in ceremony. After the inaugural address, Biden will oversee a military procession to reinforce a peaceful transfer of power. He and former presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton will then go to Arlington National Cemetery for a wreath laying at the tomb of the unknown soldier.
My guess is there probably will not be a gigantic inaugural parade on down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Instead, a televised parade across America will provide what the inaugural committee says are diverse, dynamic performances in communities across the country. The traditional evening inaugural balls will be replaced by a 90-minute televised celebration hosted by actor Tom Hanks, with performances by an array of musicians from Bruce Springsteen to Demi Lovato. For those who did not get the message to stay home, it is being reinforced with armed forces.
This is also a troubling sign, like that we have to send in 15,000 National Guard to protect the Capitol in a democracy before an inauguration of a legitimate election. This is not good.
Lisa Barton Short chairs the geography department at George Washington University and is the author of a book about the National Mall, which is closed for the inauguration. Surrounded by layers of fencing to deter a repeat of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
You know, I'd love to be on the backside of the Capitol looking out across the big expanse of the mall. It's one of those views that just says, here is a landscape where you can read about who we are as America. The inauguration will be poorer. It will be impoverished because of the lack of people being there. And that's really sad.
When Biden is inaugurated at noon on Wednesday, he will become the 46th U.S. president. Steve Reddish, VOA News, Washington.
Happening now in Asia, rescuers in China are in telephone contact with workers who have been trapped for more than a week following an explosion in a gold mine. The rescuers have been able to send them food and medicine, according to an official. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. We're glad to have you with us today on VOA Asia as Americans are getting ready to inaugurate President-elect Joe Biden after one of the nation's most contentious elections and a violent assault on the U.S. Capitol building by supporters of outgoing President Donald Trump. Mike O'Sullivan reports on the mood of the nation as the United States transitions into its next political phase.
After an unprecedented break-in of the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters and funeral of a Capitol police officer, one of five people who died in the riot. Now, unprecedented security for the Biden inauguration, January 20th, and a second congressional effort to impeach the outgoing president, Donald Trump. Amid ongoing threats of violence, one Seattle man is worried.
There are a lot of people that are Donald Trump supporters that are madder than a nest of hornets. You know, they're dangerous. I don't think they're going away.
He says they're undermining President-elect Joe Biden's efforts to tackle the nation's problems.
Constantly trying to say he's an illegitimate president. And I mean, that's just the start of his term.
A Cuban immigrant in Miami is worried about Biden's progressive politics.
I expect economic, political, and social disasters for a simple reason. He is a socialist.
But another Miami resident says whoever is president deserves to be respected. He hopes Biden is successful.
I hope he does great. He's our president now. So, you know, just as I respect the President Trump, I hope Joe Biden does the best for America. We got to win.
This woman is also hopeful.
I am very happy because I think there are going to be big changes.
In Santa Monica, California, one man called on Biden to address the nation's pressing problems.
Number one is the virus. You know, we had to do a much better job. You know, we can't keep talking about it. We have to do something about it. They'll do something about it.
And Biden needs to overcome political divisions, say two other men.
I'm hoping that Biden can bring the nation back together.
I'm
hoping that he can. There's so much, I guess you could call it political segregation.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's actually
but it's very intense.
Amid ongoing threats of violence in Washington, D.C. and around the country, the national mood is somber.
It's a mess. I don't know how they're going to fix it. I hope they can.
Nerves on edge ahead of what is usually a jubilant celebration. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News.
VOA Asia is on Twitter. Follow us at VOA Asia for developing stories in Asia, perhaps close to you. Our Twitter feed also has updates on programs you can hear and see with links to find them easily. With VOA Asia, you can also follow radio program hosts VOA Stevenson and VOA Melman.
VOA Asia Twitter. We're always online for you.
This news from VOA Asia. Indonesia President Joko Widodo visited quake-hit areas on Tuesday to reassure people that the government's response is reaching those in need, as relief and recovery efforts continued after a 6.2 magnitude earthquake Friday. You'll find all the big stories on VOA Asia Twitter and Facebook. This is VOA Asia. You're listening to VOA Asia. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is issuing new security warnings ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, citing potential armed protests in state capitals nationwide. Meanwhile, Congress is considering proposals to establish a national bipartisan commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Patsy Whitaker-Swara covers these details.
Beefed up security at state capitals across the U.S. ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th, as the Federal Bureau of Investigation tracks online calls for potential armed protests.
And the reason I use the word potential is because one of the real challenges in this space is trying to distinguish what's aspirational versus what's intentional.
The FBI has identified more than 270 suspects and arrested more than 100 people in connection to the January 6th bloody takeover of the U.S. Capitol by supporters of President Donald Trump. Perpetrators were fueled by the false narrative that the election was stolen. Some have been identified as current or former police or military.
This is a problem that has been persistent throughout our history, and that is the association of some members of the military and some law enforcement officers with white supremacist and far-right militant groups.
25,000 National Guard troops and thousands of law enforcement officers from other agencies will guard the nation's capital. Vice President Mike Pence reassured Americans the inauguration will be safe.
That President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, are sworn in as the new president and vice president of the United States in a manner consistent with our history, with our traditions.
Meanwhile, investigations continue, including whether some members of Congress aided the attack by giving tours of the Capitol the day before.
If, in fact, it is found that members of Congress were accomplices to this insurrection, if they aided and abetted the crime, there may have to be actions taken beyond the Congress and in terms of prosecution.
Lawmakers have introduced a bill that would establish a bipartisan commission to investigate the attack and address key questions, such as whether there was a failure of intelligence and possible involvement of political officials.
What was the reaction? What was the response? What were critical lessons learned and failures from the response? And what should we take away as a nation in building that a unity of narrative, a unity of experience, so that we have a basis on which to come together again?
Because of security concerns, inauguration rehearsals has been postponed from Sunday to Monday. Patsy Whitaker-Swara, VOA News.
This news from VOA Asia. The Bangkok Criminal Court has sentenced a former civil servant to a record prison term of 43 and a half years for breaching the country's strict law on insulting or defaming the monarchy, according to lawyers. You'll find more on this at VOA 60, VOA Asia Twitter, and Facebook. You're listening to VOA Asia. Now on VOA Asia, after months of pandemic lockdowns, many restaurants, hair salons, and gyms may never reopen. But in this story narrated by Anna Rice, Dina Yahich reports on an immigrant who went against the tide and opened a new business.
Before the coronavirus pandemic, Adina Kovacevic, a Bosnian immigrant who moved to the U.S. in 2003, worked for a large hair salon chain in the Washington, D.C. area. The pandemic forced the company to close almost half of its salons, and Adina lost her job. But despite the economic risks, she found the courage to open her own hair studio in July.
It was very scary to sign the contract. For one, by then I haven't worked for over 2 months, so it was hard to sign the paperwork and suddenly have everything depend on you. But I did it with the help of my family. It is the best thing I've ever done for myself. I was happy and terrified at the same time.
First, there was a shortage of hair products, along with other problems many business owners face.
When you work for a large studio, you don't have to pay for anything, but they take 50% of your earnings. When you have your own salon, it is different. The paperwork you need to sign to rent a small space is the same as what you would need for a large salon. But you rely on yourself. You do things your way. Interior design, marketing, everything.
Bosnian immigrant Larisa Spiritovic recalls difficult days when she started her business after the 2008 global financial crisis. She had finished dental school and was working at a dental clinic when Spiritovic decided to open her own dental office in 2010.
Looking back, it was probably one of the most difficult times to start a business. But we were patient and we succeeded thanks to hard work and persistence.
Spiritovic had to close her practice in March because of the COVID pandemic. But she managed to reopen the clinic in June, safety measures in place.
We wear two masks during the day and a face shield. We also wear impermeable lab coats made of polyester, and it is particularly comfortable to be dressed like that all day.
Kovazovic says she's also doing her best to make sure her customers are safe.
At most, I have 5 clients a day. I work from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and I leave plenty of time between appointments to disinfect and clean everything. Everybody needs to wear masks and I check their temperature.
The women say they have managed to stay afloat and look forward to doing business in a post-pandemic world. For Dina Yahich in Washington, Anna Rice, VOA News.
The European Space Agency is previewing a big 2021, starting with a new boss. Data shows last year's temperatures tied the hottest on record, and French wines returned to Earth after a year aboard the International Space Station. VOA's Arash Arabasadi brings us The Week in Space.
Aboard this SpaceX Dragon capsule, seen here undocking from the International Space Station this week, rides precious, precious cargo. 12 bottles of Bordeaux and hundreds of snippets of vines from Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon varieties spent the past year in outer space. A Luxembourg startup sent the Great Based Experiments to space for research. The company says it plans to open a bottle or two in February for an out-of-this-world wine tasting. Meanwhile, scientists from the European Space Agency here working on the latest version of the Vega rocket system are preparing for a busy year. First, the agency named Austrian scientist Josef Aschbacher as its new director to begin work in June. The ESA also plans to send 2 astronauts to the ISS and begin recruitment efforts for a new team of astronauts. Europe's space agency will continue its work with NASA on the Artemis mission, which aims to land the first woman and next man on the moon by 2024. Deeper in space, the ESA has plans to retrieve Martian samples in 2022, fly by Venus in August, head to Mercury, and also to study the sun's polar regions. Finally this week, another warning from climatologists about rising temperatures on Earth.
Heat waves are observably more frequent in many parts of the world already, whereas with precipitation there's much less certainty in terms of average precipitation.
Freja von Borg is a top scientist at the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service. Their recent findings show that 2020 tied 2016 as the warmest year ever recorded.
When we look at just one year in isolation, of course, that year in itself is not a marker of climate change. But of course, without this trend, temperatures wouldn't have been as warm as they were in 2020, nor would they have been as they were in 2019 and the past years.
Von Borg says the trend shows the past 6 years as being the hottest on record. And despite the drop in carbon emissions caused by coronavirus-related slowdowns in human activity, temperatures remain on the rise. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a special inauguration edition of VOA Asia. And in between programs, you can follow us online. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. We also thank those who help bring this program to you every day of the week, our managing editor, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team, Ira Melman, Doug Bernard, Keith Lane, and Amy Hybels. I'm Jim Stevenson. We're in Washington. We hope you have a terrific day ahead. Be safe. Be well.